It is better to stay at home and read God's Word by Arthur Pink. Do not be yoked together with unbelievers, for what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? What harmony is there between Christ and the devil? What does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? What agreement is there between the temple of God and idols? 2 Corinthians 6, verses 14 through 16. This command is so plain that it requires no interpreter. Righteousness and wickedness, light and darkness, Christ and the devil, God's temple and idols. What do they have in common? This is a call to godly separation. This passage gives utterance to a divine exhortation for those belonging to Christ to hold aloof from all intimate associations with the ungodly. It expressly forbids them entering into alliances with the unconverted. It definitely prohibits the children of God walking arm in arm with worldlings. It is an admonition applying to every phase and department of our lives, religious, domestic, social, commercial. And never, perhaps, was there a time when it more needed pressing on Christians than now. The days in which we are living are marked by the spirit of compromise. On every side we behold unholy mixtures, ungodly alliances, and unequal yokes. Many professing Christians appear to be trying how near to the world they may walk, and yet go to heaven. To Israel God said, "So do not act like the people in Egypt, where you used to live, or like the people of Canaan, where I am taking you. You must not imitate their way of life. You must obey all my regulations, and be careful to keep my laws, for I, the Lord, am your God." Leviticus 18, verses 3 and 4. And again, "Do not live by the customs of the people whom I will expel before you. It is because they do these terrible things that I detest them so much." Leviticus 20, verse 23. It was for their disregard of these very prohibitions that Israel brought down upon themselves such severe chastisements. God's call to his people in Babylon is, "Come out of her, my people. Do not take part in her sins." Revelation 18, verse 4. No one can be a wholehearted follower of the Lord Jesus who is in any way yoked to his enemies. Do not be yoked together with unbelievers. This applies first to our religious connections. How many Christians are members of so-called churches where much is going on which they know is at direct variance with the Word of God? Either the teaching from the pulpit, the worldly attractions used to draw the ungodly, and the worldly methods employed to finance it, or the constant receiving into its membership of those who give no evidence of having been born again. Believers in Christ who remain in such churches are dishonoring their Lord. Should they answer, "Practically all the churches are the same, and were we to resign, what would we do? We must go somewhere on Sundays." Such language would show they are putting their own interests before the glory of Christ. It is better to stay at home and read God's Word than fellowship with that which His Word condemns. This Puritan devotional has been brought to you by Grace Gems, a treasury of ageless sovereign grace writings. Please visit our website at www.gracegems.org, where you can browse and freely download thousands of choice books, sermons, and quotes, along with select audio messages. No donations accepted. Thank you.